Welcome to the PowerPress podcast, where we will be sharing information to empower your podcast. This is brought to you by the Raw Voice and Blueberry team. If you are not subscribed already, please visit powerpresspodcast.com. You can also find that on iTunes. My name is Mackenzie Bennett, and I'm your host each week. Today, we're joined with Todd Cochran, podcaster and CEO of the company. In this episode, we will be sharing a PowerPress tip and covering some podcasting news. I will be talking about new podcaster struggles, and Todd will talk about the value of the long haul with podcasting.
Good morning, Mackenzie. How are you?
I'm doing well, Todd. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. And I tell you, this is a little bit of a change. I'm kind of on the other side of the mic this time. So I'm glad you're driving.
I know. It's been a while. I did radio and I haven't done anything for about over a year now.
Yeah. And I think what, you know, for those that are listening, have listened to this particular show before, we're kind of changing, right? Why don't you tell the audience the genesis of what we're doing and really kind of the background for this change and the ongoing schedule and everything.
So basically what we want to do is have a podcast about every 2 weeks to keep you guys up to date with what Blueberry and Raw Voice are doing, specifically with PowerPress, because we know many of you out there use that, not even people that just that have Blueberry hosting, but just use PowerPress. So we're going to try to keep you up to date with that and then keep you up to date with just what's happening in the podcasting space in general. We're going to do this on a continuous basis now. Going to keep up with a regular schedule because that's one of the most important things with a podcast to get the information out to you guys. So and new episode, new ideas.
And one thing that we should tell everyone, too, this is your very first podcast, right?
Yes. I've never been on a podcast, ever.
Well, actually hosted a podcast, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to be learning at the same time as, you know, the other team members are going to be coming in. And
exactly.
I think it's what's important, too, for the audience to know is that it's not going to be just me. We're going to... Unlike some other shows that are put out by podcasting companies, we're going to rotate the team through. So if everything goes as planned, you probably won't hear my voice after this show for a couple of months.
Yeah, for a while.
Yeah. So knock on wood if that all works out. And really, we want to give a different perspective. And as kind of thinking about this yesterday and, you know, as talking about the prep and getting ready to do this show, I thought to myself, it will be kind of like a normal podcaster would be, a new podcaster. But you're going to have the advantage of having a bunch of seasoned folks come on and talk with you. So I think that is the most important part. And we're going to kind of find our way with the show, I think, over the first couple of episodes. But this episode, I'm hosting the show, recording it. But starting the next show, which will be in 2 weeks, I ordered a whole bunch of gear for you. So has that stuff been arriving?
Yeah, we're still waiting on some equipment, but we have some cords and some cables and some headphones, waiting on some mics, I believe. So we're getting there.
Yeah, so I think everything will be delivered by the end of this week. And then Mike Dell, who is part of our support team and longtime, you know, he's got his own podcast as well. He'll be coming down to Columbus and setting everything up the end of next week. So you'll be ready and primed to be, you know, to basically run everything from the very beginning. I think one thing that today you went and found yourself a kind of a cubby hole to be in. So, But next week it'll be right in the office. So the team is going to have to be quiet.
Exactly. I mean, if anything, part of the episode next week will probably be me figuring out how to work all of this equipment and make it all work together.
Yeah. And I tried to, you know, order stuff that would be, you know, what a typical new content creator would be thinking about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe, you know, we definitely upped the game a little bit from a standpoint of buying some nice stuff. So I think that'll it'll be fun, and we can even talk about the gear at some point. But one thing that we want to make sure too that folks understand is that this show's gonna have content for brand new folks, and it's gonna have content for the folks that are seasoned as well. I think that's the most important thing.
Right, I'm definitely gonna be there to talk about new podcasters and helping them getting started, because essentially that's what I'm doing. But then with having, you know, Mike and Angelo and you also be a part of this, then you guys who have been doing this for a very long time can definitely give those other more advanced perspectives.
And one thing too, for those of you used to getting, company announcements in this particular feed, this audio feed will only be used for this show. If we have a company announcement, we're going to put it on the video feed. So I'll just do the business stuff, the stuff where I'm kind of in your face and talking about, new product rollouts and this is what we're doing here and there. We'll kind of touch on that on this show, but it's not the purpose.
No, definitely not. There are other ways to find that out.
Yeah. So again, that'll be in the video feed on powerpresspodcast.com. On that site, we'll be improving some of the stuff on that site as well. So, do you want to move into our next segment, or?
Sure.
We thought it'd be good to talk about some of the stuff going on in the space from a news perspective, and a big upcoming event that's going to be happening September 18th and 20th is in Los Angeles, if you're out on the West Coast and you want to go hang out with a bunch of comedians, I guess, that go out to the Los Angeles Podcast Festival. And again, it's going to happen September 18th to 20th. They're going to have live podcasts, panels about podcasting, a stand-up show. They're going to have an art show. And they're going to be a place where podcasters in the audience and listeners can meet. This has been a big listener-attended event as well, but there's around 40 podcasts involved. In this year's podcast festival includes WTF with Mark Maron, special guest Lauren Lopkis, Girl on Guy Aisha Taylor, Doug Loves Movies, and many, many more. So I think this is going to be a great event, and it's cheap. It's $25. For the entire 3-day event. So it's going to be at the Sofitel, I'm probably destroying this, Sofitel Hotel in Los Angeles, it's going to be in Beverly Hills. So that should be a great event to attend.
Yeah, that sounds great. And I'm very surprised it only costs what'd you say, $25?
Yeah, $25. So that's the cheapest, cheapest podcast event of the year, and it'll be the most fun, and if nothing else, you'll be entertained during the time.
Exactly.
There was also a very, very cool article that was on the web talking about active podcasters, and we'll have a link up to it in the show notes, but it was really informative. The writer did some polling and some sleuthing around and was able to through looking at iTunes and updates and shows, determined roughly that there are about 70,000 active shows from the 270,000 shows he was able to pull off of iTunes. And I thought that number was interesting. It's going to be curious because we're getting ready to expand Blueberry's directory to a full 275,000-280,000 listings. It's probably going to start next week, I think. But
yeah,
we'll be able to really, it's one thing I've been kind of chomping at the bit because I want to see and to get an affirmative number of how many truly active shows there are. I think I'll be a little disappointed if it's only 70,000 active. I'm hoping, and again, I'm not going to discount this guy's work at all because he did some great stuff, is hoping that number's closer to 100K, but I won't expect it to be 270 because iTunes really doesn't clean up after themselves after a while. There's a lot of old shows on there that haven't been produced in years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, am kind of sad to hear the number 70,000 as well, knowing that there are an extra 200,000 technically available.
Or pod faded. And
yeah.
So we don't want people to pod fade. That's going to be part of the, you know, part of the focus of this show is helping folks that are new, you know, really, you know, get their legs underneath them and keep going. And I think that's some of the couple of topics we're going to talk about today. But, you know, I'm kind of curious, Mackenzie, you know, we decided we were going to have a segment. We're going to have you talk about, you know, being a new podcaster and the struggle. And what's been some of your struggles so far, you know, being a new podcaster? And, you know, obviously today I'm recording. So you've got that kind of, I didn't have to deal with that. But what's some of the other stuff you've been, you know, scratching your head about?
I think, I know how to get a website up for my podcast, but that is solely because I work for Blueberry. So if I did not, I don't necessarily know if I would know how to find out what is best, because sometimes there's information overload on the internet. That's exactly the first place I would go. I would Google how to set up my podcast and everything, but there's a lot of options and I don't know what is best. And I frequent towards free because I am, you know, a recently graduated college student, but I'm also smart enough to know free is not always exactly where you should go.
Right.
Especially with something that you want to continue for a long time and, you know, have the quality behind it. So something that I imagine other people have issues with, just like I did, is what do you do and who do you trust? So how do you decide what companies to go with and which companies to not go with?
Yeah, and there's a lot of different trains of thought too. There's different, because, you know, and it's part of a disclosure here. You know, I had you as kind of a get to know the space. I had you go through and look at a variety of providers, and, you know,
oh yeah.
And you saw some things that some folks did that were good, some things that some folks did that were bad. You know, you did a pretty good write-up on that. It was a good, you know, what do you think from your mind, where do you stand a little bit?
I think, you know, for new people, the best way to do this is to have someone on your side, to have a company behind it that has actual people, because most often you're going to have a lot of questions about RSS feeds, especially when you're getting them started,
yeah.
And then making that work with your website as well, and, you know, getting out all of your subscribe options. So I've seen a lot of people have, you know, issues about that and either talk about that on the internet, or I know just, you know, because people ask us. I'm not saying, you know, people should use only us, but we do have that option. And I know many other companies do. And that's something that's important to me, being able to talk to someone that knows like what your issue is.
Yeah. But that can be a double-edged sword too, because there are, you know, coaches out there that, you know, and there's a lot of great, great coaches. So I think it's important from my perspective for new people that if they do pick a coach, to definitely find one that has a good reputation. You know, research them, ask, you know, before you pay them a bunch of money, if you're going to hire a coach. And some of these coaches are very expensive, is, you know, ask them, okay, can you give me 5 references? And of course they're going to pick the cream of the crop of those shows or those podcasters that have done the best. And you can expect that, but, you know, just do some Googling around and ask and try to check on the reputation. I think that will help you a lot from, you know, help a lot from a, you know, getting your feet underneath you to determine who you're going to work with.
Right, who to go with.
Yeah.
There are a lot of options, but I think once you do your research, that getting set up, you know, get your website, get your RSS feed, and I think something that I would not necessarily be comfortable with is just talking by myself the entire time.
Right.
I think I would probably lose interest that way, which I think is also one of the reasons why a lot of podcasts have more than one host, because talking to yourself is not exactly something that everyone can continue or pride themselves at being good at.
And I must admit, having, you know, I've done both the solo show and also, you know, the solo show is my primary, my primary show that I do personally. And then I do, I have a co-host on the weekends with Rob Greenlee. And what we really, you know, I do find that those moments I'm like, I can't speak. Rob will come in and, and save me. And sometimes I'll have to say, Rob, save me, you know. So it is, that's the dynamic of having a co-host. So I think it'll be, good to this show. We'll be able to save each other, Mackenzie, and the other team members will be able to save us.
Exactly. I mean, I got used to talking to myself essentially with radio. However, that was for a short burst of time.
Right. You just like you've got between sets or whatever it may be. You know, you've
that's
got
exactly what it was.
Yeah, weather news or whatever. Right.
Yeah. But,
well, that's one thing here. We don't have to break for the news. We don't have to break for the weather.
Yeah.
So I think then, you know, and just, you know, some advice for you here as we move forward with this show is maybe on the next episode, maybe we can focus on and whoever's co-hosting with you, you guys can focus on a specific topic on, you know, for a new podcaster and a new podcaster struggle and the folks, the person that co-hosts with you, maybe they can give you some advice and then, you know, and what I'm trying to really want to do here is I want the new podcasters to understand that we haven't been spoon feeding you, have we? We've kind of dropped you off into the space and said, go. The team here is here to help, but we wanted you really to have that new podcaster experience. Have we been good in that so far?
No, that's been a good thing. I mean, that's kind of how I started with you guys in the first place. Yeah. You said, dive in. And kind of, you know, give us your opinion about where everything is.
Yeah.
Not just with Blueberry and Raw Voice, but in the entire podcasting space.
Yeah.
It was, where do you think, like, there are good things and bad things about what's happening nowadays?
Yeah.
And then with the start of this podcast, it was the same way. It was, you know, do your research a little bit and figure out what you think would be a good way to go about this, especially since we already have the PowerPress podcast of, you know, how we should transition it a little bit.
I know you messaged me in chat and said that I was breaking up a little bit on your side. Now, luckily, everything's good here. But here's a brand new podcaster tip when using Skype. Always have it wired, connected to the internet. Don't use wireless. That will, for better words, screw you quicker than anything else, because Wi-Fi is a weird beast. Maybe we can do is, this may be a good transition point to the next topic. And I'm supposed to come up with a PowerPress tip. And I think because this is the very, very first show of the PowerPress podcast, where we're trying to, or what we, our goal is to empower podcasters that are powering their podcast with PowerPress, is to remind them that there is a simple mode. So PowerPress is a pretty big beast. We have developed this for, you know, seasoned podcasters like myself that, you know, a number of years ago we determined, oh my God, not everyone is, you know, is in tune to what we are doing. So we need to make it a little bit easier. So we created a separate menu system. If you just log into your dashboard on PowerPress, you'll see advanced and simple at the very top. And go ahead and if you're new and you're like pulling your hair out, switch it to simple mode. Or if you're an existing podcaster and you want to help someone get started, that simple mode will get them up, running, and quick. It just asks them the absolute essentials that they need to really be kind of podcast ready. So that is, you know, just a quick way to get started. It'll be really the goal of some of our new products we're going to be announcing, or we've announced that we're going to be opening up, or I guess for better, we're making available soon. We're trying to make it simple. And Mackenzie, I have to, you know, I have to hat tip to you because you came in and you're like, this is dumb. Why are you doing it this way? So, you know, we've made some changes, and that simple mode in PowerPress really is part of the way that we try to make it easier for podcasters to get started. And then once they're got that all done, they switch it to advanced, and then they can really dive in. So I hope on every show we can take a small segment of PowerPress that may be a little bit confusing to content creators and to help them with that and get started. One thing that we are doing, and I don't know if I'm supposed to actually do this or not, but we're running a Patreon campaign for PowerPress, and if you're interested in supporting the ongoing development of PowerPress, you can do that at patreon.com/blueberry. So anyway, that's my tip of the day.
Okay. Okay, that works. That's definitely a good one, because when I first got here, one of the first thing you guys had me do was go over PowerPress, and my mind kind of just shut down.
It was like this mind meld. It was like your brain exploded.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what happened for a couple days until I finally started to get a hang of it.
And, you know, I realized that that's what happens with a new content creator. And I'm like, oh no. Oh my gosh. We've just made these guys, you know, their brains hurt, and we don't want to do that. You know, so that's the goal, is not to have them have brain hurt.
I know. Cause I came in with, you know, I don't even need to like technically publish anything. So I can't imagine that was very fun trying to do that as well.
And you've been with us since just over 6 months now, right?
Yeah, I started in March.
So it was, you know, I told the team, you know, as you know, a couple of days before that you came in, I said, "Oh man," I said, "poor Mackenzie." I said, "She's going to get a fire hose for about 2 weeks," and you know, anyone that isn't in this space, you know, it was evident yesterday, even in a call I had with a well-known video company. They were changing the links in the RSS feed dynamically, like every day. Okay. And they were like, "Why is my bandwidth bill spiked?" I'm like, "Because you're dynamically changing your links to your media, and the podcatchers thinks it's a new show, and it's and it continues." And they were like, "Oh, we're not supposed to do that." I'm like, "No." So we had a little discussion on that, but that was fun.
There's a lot of little things like that can happen.
Yeah, and these folks were a big company, so they had a reason for doing what they were doing, but the end result did not end out for a positive experience for their bandwidth bill.
Exactly.
The structure of this show, we're going to, every episode, we're going to try to kind of follow the same structure. And I think one thing that we want to do is to come together and have at least one serious topic per episode that kind of does a little bit of a deeper dive on content. And Mackenzie signed me the long haul. Do you think this is a good chance for me to get into that topic, or did I miss anything?
Yeah, no, I think you can dive into that a little bit right now.
All right, so the long haul, and really, and I've been content creating a podcast now for, in October it'll be 11 years, so a while. And you know, there's always these basic rules about consistency and publishing on a, you know, and being on a schedule and having it in their, you know, ear every time. But, you know, one thing that we've seen and I've seen over the years is that so many shows just don't last. They quit before they should. And the society that we live in today is where, you know, we all want it right now. You know, Amazon, what do? They deliver stuff to us overnight. You know, I can go online and even in some cities today, you can have it delivered the same day. And if you think back, let's go back 100 years, society was a lot different. You know, you sent a letter and had to wait a week or 10 days or maybe more for that letter to find its way across the country or via train or whatever way it was being transposed. And then, you know, folks that were out in the middle of the country didn't have, you know, department stores. But one thing that they had was a Sears and Roebuck catalog. So, you know, they would save their money and they would send their order in for something. And maybe months later, they would get their product. And so the expectation was, 100 years ago, that things just took longer to do. And I don't know why I'm beeping. That's on my side. So the you know, so what we live in a society today is it's 120 characters, and we want right now. And yeah, one thing that even you, Mackenzie, are going to find out is that it's going to take a while for you to find your land legs. It's going to find a while to take your voice. It's going to take a little bit of time for you to elbow us big guys and
out of the way.
Out of the way. And, you know, even today, I said, oh, I shouldn't have said that because that was supposed to be Mackenzie's piece.
That's okay.
So, you know, it takes time. And you... So the long haul is important for a couple of reasons. Number one, you got to have some patience. You got to build your voice. You know, don't, you know, everyone's all focused, oh, I have to have the first three episodes perfect. The first three episodes should be great, but not outstanding. They don't have to be perfect. People, you know, this is the first episode of this show. I'm expected to be great. You know, it just by
seasoned
by default. Okay. Yeah. All right. The audience that's listening is going to give Mackenzie a pass if she's not great because it's your first episode.
Exactly. Well, let's hope they give me a pass.
Yeah. But episode 50, they're going to be like, come on, let's go. So is
have this down.
Right. Right. So as a podcaster, if you're doing a solo show or a co-hosted show, it's just going to take some time. Be patient. And show 50 is not going to sound like episode 1.
No.
Never, because of the nature of you finding your voice, getting your battle rhythm. You know, that's really part of it, is that battle rhythm and pacing and all the stuff that goes into a show. And I find myself, even on my show today, you know, in the back of my head, it's like this little thing taps me on the back of my eyeball and says, hey, pick up the pace. You know, you're going too slow. Hurry it up a little bit.
Remind yourself as it's happening.
Yeah, and that only comes with time. And the long haul is also important, too, because if you can make it to show 2025 or the first couple of years, you can make it through that. You've gone further than about 80% of the rest of the content creators. You're going to gain audience just by the simple fact of being there. Now, you still have to do the things that you're going to do to promote the show, and we'll talk about that in another topic or another show. But
another show, yeah.
Yeah. Does this kind of make sense, Mackenzie, to you on the so far as the, you know, this long haul and the objectives of being patient a little bit?
Yeah. I think you have to be realistic in the beginning.
Yep.
Of what's going to happen, because you're not going to be great at this overnight. You're not going to feel comfortable. in your first two episodes. You're gonna, you know, worry about how many times did I say mm-hmm. and do I need to re-record this? And you know what? A lot of the times just push through, because you're gonna sound stupid and you're gonna get over it. And you know what? If it's really that bad, just put it out there and keep doing new episodes. That's the only way you're gonna get better.
Now, one thing I am gonna say on purpose here, we are not going to edit this show. So this will be for those of you that are prolific editors. We're not going to edit for a reason. We want you to understand that sometimes saying and huh, while if it's excessive, may be annoying, it's part of the growing process of doing a show.
That's still very natural.
Yeah, I'm still guilty of it myself. But some people get so wrapped around the axle of taking all that out that then the show starts feeling weird. Because you've already come to an end of a sentence and you're trying to formulate the next one. And even if you remove the or the huh, there's still kind of this pickup that's not a completely natural, where it's not just an ongoing next sentence. So,
exactly. And sometimes the more you edit, the less natural it is, and the more you can tell that it's been cut up.
And, you know, we're having a conversation here, stepping on each other, you know, kind of miscueing. That's what happens in a normal, well, if you're face-to-face, it doesn't happen as much. But when you're, you know, 5,000 miles apart, like we are right now, there's not that visual cueing saying, okay, I got to hold on. She's still talking. it's not going to happen in the podcasting space if you have a co-host that's somewhere else. So it's just one of those things that will happen. But, you know, don't get wrapped around the axle. Focus on the long haul. And the long haul, true, and this is the last thing I'll say about this, the only way a show really, truly lasts and how you're able to do the long haul is if you love, live, and can entertain on the topic that you're talking about. And,
right.
You know, I walk away from my show every time like jazz. I'm like, that was cool. Now, there's sometimes like, oh, my God, that one was not as good as our previous one. But when you've had, you know, I think I did my 1,059th show or something like that last week, I'm still learning. You know, I've been at this thing almost 11 years. So, and I wasn't a broadcaster. I was a pure geek tech guy, worked on airplanes. So,
yep.
Anyway, that's.
I mean, podcasting is definitely one of those mediums where the more niche, the better, because those are the people that are going to listen to you. If you're just rambling on about multiple different things, like, people are going to listen to one episode, but they're not going to listen to the next episode, and that's not how you really build an audience.
Yeah. Well, I think this show's going to be a fun journey. We'll see where it goes, and I think that the audience will have fun sending their comments in. I don't even know if we even set up a dedicated email at this point, but why don't you
right now, no.
Yeah, why don't you give them your email address? We'll let them email you. Okay. And if, you know, if they have folks have topics or something that they want us to cover, go ahead and give them your info.
All right. So my email is mackenzie.bennett@rawvoice.com. And I'm going to spell that out as well, because that's how I always have to deal with my name. It's mackenzie.bennett@rawvoice.com.
Tell you what,
so feel free to email me about this show and, you know, to kind of motivate me to figure out this email list.
Well, we're just going to take emails for now. We're not going to put anybody on a list yet.
Yeah.
That'll be an option later. But one thing, Mackenzie, just tap Angelo and tell him to give you a shorter email for the show. He can set up an alias in the system, and we should do that. That'll make it easier, so people are like Mackenzie Bennett, and so that email does, yeah. So the email doesn't go off into the nether worlds. I think this is it. This is where we say goodbye.
I think this is a good place.
All right, hey everyone, thanks for being here, Mackenzie.
Great job. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back in about 2 weeks.
And thanks, everybody, and thanks for listening to our PowerPress show.